The big problem, one of the big problems, as many in America, is that we don't have a culture of, you know, looking out for one another. We have a culture of parasitizing one another. That's borrowed from the Jews. Well, not borrowed from the Jews. That's imposed upon us by the Jews. What do I mean by that? That Americans will screw each other over. And they'll do so, not all Americans. I won't screw my fellow American over. No way. And that's why I have an excellent reputation, because I don't go around screwing people. Right. But that I can't say that about what I'm seeing on the tableau out there. There's just people screwing each other over here. And they get that from this culture, this Jewish culture, of just screwing you for as much as they can, because that's what the Jew has always done to the non-Jew. It's in their religious Talmud. It's in their religious books. Their religion, their holy book, if you call it that. I wouldn't consider it to be a holy book, the Talmud. I think it's a crock of shit. But their holy book says, teaches them. It's a guidebook on how to screw the goyim. For those of you who don't know what the goyim is, that's non-Jews. Those are the goyim. And in particular, the Christians are the goyim. And you know, when you listen to a Jewish rabbi talk about the goyim, goyim, they say, the goyim, goyim, goyim. Yeah, I know, Jew boy. Okay. It's not a very nice way to speak about other people. It's a terrible way to view us. But they view us as money meat. Money meat. Yes, we're made of meat. And they want to get the money from us and dispose of us. And, you know, you could see this. You know, Helen went to get I've been trying to get this chipped tooth fixed and that one. And I bought all the dental gear, and I made a mold of my teeth, and I'm going to sculpt the piece and get some dental epoxy, but I'm researching what the toxic chemicals are, what the possibilities are for damaging. I don't want to damage anything. I know that there's tubules in the dental tubules, and that there is migration of chemicals through those tubules, and since it's in your skull, you want to be careful. So I'm not going to screw myself up when I do my DIY dentistry, right? But I won't let any of these Jew rats touch me. No Jew touches me. No Jew doctor touches me. No Jew dentist touches me. I don't want a Jew lawyer. I don't want any Jews touching me. I don't want my food to be coming from Jews, because it will be poisoned. Maybe not. But I don't know. Which avenue of supply will be poisoned or not, I don't know. And since the food supply is being systematically poisoned, look, I don't have to tell you. You know. Have you eaten a cucumber? Cucumbers ain't the same, my friend. At least in the eastern part of the United States of America, cucumbers ain't what they used to be. They taste like shit. They look differently. Everything's different. Same with a stalk of a celery. Celery doesn't taste like celery anymore. It's something else. If they're putting the mRNA vaccine in it, I don't know what the fuck they're doing to it, but they're doing something to it. Right? Tomatoes are getting shitty. The watermelons aren't like they used to be. Nothing's like it used to be. The vegetables are changing. We're being poisoned, systematically poisoned. You know it. Everybody's talking about it. Cucumbers aren't cucumbers anymore. At least not, like I say, in the eastern part of the United States. From New York all the way down south. You can't get. Maybe if you get lucky and you find someone who grew it. But there's been big changes in the food supply. Well, what's the big change in the food supply? Jew boy bought it. What? BlackRock's consolidated the ownership of the food production and distribution. BlackRock's consolidated it. So what happens when a Jew consolidates control of a particular industry or product or service? Well, they just extract, they begin the process of extracting maximum capital. That's the only reason a Jew buys anything. Not to provide a better service or more healthy food or... No, it's to see if they could give you less and take more for the Jew. Everybody knows that. That's the Jew. That's just the nature of the Jew. The Jew doesn't care about a quality product. The Jew cares about filling his bank account with as much Jewish money as he possibly can. That's the Jew. That's the Jew. That's how Jews are. That's what it is. It's only that. That's all it is. So when a Jew buys a food manufacturing or, you know, a farm or something like that, that food will be shit quickly, and the Jew will get richer quickly. The food will get worse. It will be substandard food. You will get substandard dog shit from a Jew, 100%. You think Larry Fink gives a shit about your health? And, you know, most Americans, you say, well, do you think Larry Fink gives a shit about your health? And they'll say, who's Larry Fink? That's because Jews own the media. And they're not telling you about Larry Fink. Perfect name for a perfect Jew rat. Larry Fink. He's a fink. But for those of you who've got your head in the sand or your head in your hole, Larry Fink is the... CEO of BlackRock. And for any retarded American who still hasn't heard of BlackRock, it's almost like you're not even going to have a conversation with these people. There's no point in even having a conversation with them anymore. No point. There's nothing to say because they're so far behind. It's not gonna be anything. I'm doing a show. Bye. So, bottom line is, so Helen went to get a filling in her tooth, right? Just like I need to get these chipped teeth fixed. So she went around and looking for a holistic dentist, because you don't want to get poisoned with a regular dentist. Hell, some dentists, I think, are still using mercury amalgam fillings. They're still putting mercury in, I think. I don't know how many of them are, but they were hanging on, kicking and screaming. They wanted to keep putting mercury into your mouth. And they're called, and they have licenses to do that. Can you imagine some piece of shit, some Jewish turd, actually has a license to put mercury into your cranium? They should be thrown in prison for that. They should be thrown in prison. Any dentist using mercury amalgam fillings need to go to jail. Needs to lose everything and go to jail where they belong for putting mercury in your mouth. Okay. I think fewer and fewer are doing that, but still, some do. And it's still, by the way, approved by the Jewish-owned and Jewish-controlled private corporation called the American Dental Association. It's a private company owned by Jews whose purpose is to control the Jewish dentist industry and make sure Jewish dentists get as much money as possible. That's the point of the ADA. That's the point of the AMA. The American Medical Association is owned by a bunch of Jews, and the purpose of it is not, you know, you think, oh, well, the American Medical Association, the American Dental Association, these must be governmental bodies. No, they're private companies that are owned by Jews whose purpose is a mafia organization to make sure they do things like push Congress to make sure that vitamins are by prescription only. This is what these Jew rats did in the 1990s. In the 1990s, there was a big Jewish push to make it so that you needed a prescription from Jew Boy in order to go buy some vitamin C at your supermarket. Yeah, didn't work, Jew Boy, but Jew Boy tried. I'll bet you can't even find any evidence of that on the Jewish-controlled Google. That was one of the biggest stories. Everybody was saying, who the fuck? They didn't use the J word back then because everybody was afraid to say the J word. You couldn't even think of the word Jew because, you know, you lose everything, right? Right? But those days are over, thank God. But it was a big deal. What the hell? The American Medical Association is trying to make it so that you need a prescription to buy vitamin C. Jew, you didn't get that one, Jew boy, yeah, Jew fucker, Jew rat. But the Jew rats tried, like they always will try, because the Jew rat just wants the Jew money, right? That's the point of the Jew, to get the money. That's how they derive their power, because otherwise they're so repulsive in every way that no one would give a rat's shit for them. Like, they would say, could you please get the fuck out of here, like they have done for the last 2,000 years. Jews were never welcome anywhere. And no, it's not because they killed the Christ. It was because when the Jews entered your town or village or city or kingdom, they immediately began the process of parasitizing it. They're parasites. They are histories. They are humankind's parasites. That's why they've been called parasites for the last 2,000 years. There's a reason why people have always, throughout century after century, they called them parasites. I wonder why. Oh, because they killed Christ? No, you wouldn't call a Jew a parasite because he killed Christ. You'd call him a murderer, a Christ killer. But that's not what they called them. Oh, some did. But most knew the reason why they didn't like the Jew. It's because they were parasites, sucking the blood out of the host nation or the host city or the village or the kingdom. Sucking the blood. That's what they are. They're blood-sucking parasites. Okay. So, this tradition that the Jews have imposed upon these poor souls, these poor people that were Americans and they had a good nation, they really did, were good people. But there was this imposition of a thoroughly repugnant way of dealing with one another. And now it's at the point where Helen goes to get a filling in one of her teeth and she needs to go to a holistic dentist because we're not going to go to a regular dentist. And they quote her $2,100 for a filling. $2,100. Last time I was in Southeast Asia, it was years ago because I haven't traveled since COVID. I needed to get a tooth chip fixed, and you just go into any dentist. You know, you don't have to call up and make an appointment months in advance. And it was $15. You just go right in, they fix it, you're out. $15. Right here, $2,100 because you know we're a money printing machine. Because there's so few skilled people, because we're being also not just parasitized by the Jew, but we're being drugged. So it's a nation of people that have severe opiate addictions, fentanyl addictions, methamphetamine addictions. It's so sad what has happened. It's so sad. Because the people that I have seen in this poor city that I live in, you can't really call it a city. It's a small town, you know. But there's a lot of drug abuse here. A lot of fentanyl usage among the people, and there's nobody's doing anything about it here. No one's doing a damn thing. And I offered to put up a program with my own effort, my own money, and the fuckers who run this place rejected their offer to try to assist in getting these people off fentanyl. And it was rejected by the local government because they're too busy lining their pockets by stealing property from poor and elderly people through this high-pressure tactics and these legal maneuvers. And then they end up accumulating a bunch of empty property for what? For what? As the economy tanks, there's going to be no development of the property. And so they're stealing a bunch of empty, useless land from poor and elderly people. Let the poor people have their land. It's disgusting. It's a bunch of parasites. And it came down from above. It came down from the Jew. And now regular non-Jewish Americans are parasitizing each other. You know, I have a Ford F-350 with a 6.0 super... The diesel is I don't even remember the name of it, but it's Power Stroke, Ford 2005 6.0 Power Stroke diesel, but it needs some work at the top end. I think it's a high pressure oil pump, whatever it is. It's the fitting between the high pressure oil pump and the thing, but. To try to get a diesel mechanic in the United States, unless, I'll say this, I will never, ever in the United States ever purchase any vehicle that has a diesel engine. Never again, because we have been the skilled labor in the United States has been obliterated. 30 years ago, 40 years ago. You could have gotten a diesel mechanic anywhere to fix your motor, right? But now diesel mechanics are like these Jew doctors. They'll fucking fuck you over because there's so few of them and they know it. There's so few people that know how to fix a diesel motor nowadays that you're at their mercy. So unless your brother is a diesel mechanic, or your dad is a diesel mechanic, or your son is a diesel mechanic, or your best friend is a diesel mechanic, forget diesel motors, bubby, because you're going to be paying tens of thousands of dollars for a simple fix, because they're like Jew doctors, you know, like the Jew dentist I called. It wasn't a Jew because I wouldn't have called him, but a dentist. I called him last September. I said, I got some chipped teeth. Oh, our next available slot is February. September, October, November, January, February. 4 months for fucking dentist. You know. So it's a disaster. It's a disaster. It's so sad what had happened. The ability to fix it is not going to... It's not gonna happen because the leadership is either so hard cucked by Jews, like in Washington, New York, California, they work for Jews, or unfortunately in this small town that I'm living in, it's fortunately not Jewish controlled, thank God, but it's controlled by non-Jewish people. But boy, they're on the take, and they're not doing the right thing for their people. No way. So how are we going to extricate ourselves from this mess when the Chinese, you have a diesel motor that has a failure and you're in China, it's nothing, you get a fix like that. Everyone, there's so many people that could fix a diesel motor like that for cheap, fast. You just bring it in. You don't have to make an appointment 4 months in advance and pay tens of thousands of dollars. Pay $60 and you get your diesel motor fixed. China, India, anybody. You have a diesel motor failure in India? It's a standard motor, man. It's no big deal. Diesel motors are not a big deal. But in America, they're a big deal. Big deal. Oh, you got a diesel motor. Okay. Sit down and let's talk about how you got your wallet. How much money do you got? What do you mean, how much money am I? You know, they could fucking rip you off, like, and they will, because nobody fixes diesel motors. And it's the same with the Jew dentist. This is a problem I have when I go to a doctor, and that's why I don't go to doctors in the United States anymore. First question they ask is, how you paying? Second question they ask is, sign this disclaimer, this privacy disclaimer. No, it's a privacy waiver. When you read the thing, it says, we could give your information to any goddamn person. You have no rights and just sign whatever we tell you to sign. I'd say, I'm not going to sign this. This is absolutely it's just, it's an attack on our basic dignity. It's like the medical mafia has basically created a bunch of subservient, supine, like groveling fucking slaves. Yeah, you sign it, or else we're not going to do anything for you. You sign away your rights. You sign away everything. And if we fuck up, hey, man, it's our word against yours. It was your problem, not ours. We did our job right. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, you fucking rats. So I never made it past the receptionist when I go in for a medical. The last time I went in, that was about 20 years ago now. I walked in because I don't know what I needed. I think I wanted to get a blood test or something. Whatever it was, I don't make it past the receptionist anymore, because as soon as you get that clipboard full of 1,000 sheets of papers, all of which you got to sign, you can't ask any questions, you can't have any objections, you just got to sign away your rights. If something goes wrong, well, it's your problem. And privacy? Yeah, well, no privacy. Sign that away, we can give it to anyone. Fuck off. Fuck off. I'm just waiting till I get a plane ticket out of this shithole, and I'll go do my medical over in a place that still, like, respects privacy. You go into a dentist to try to get your tooth done, and you got to give him your life history. Sorry, pal. You don't get a life history. You get $100, and you fix the filling, and shut the fuck up, dude. Well, that's not how it works, but that's how it works in the rest of the world. When you go into China, you don't have to give your life story to get your filling. When you go to Thailand or any Southeast Asian country, Philippines, you walk in, they do your teeth, give them $15-$20. It cost me $15 for a filling in Thailand when I was trekking. And you're good, like it should be, because there's talented people everywhere. Everyone has skills. Everyone has skills over there. Everyone is trained. Everyone works. It's the most productive. In Southeast Asia and in Asia, you are looking at pure productivity. Maybe some countries are lagging behind. But boy, places like Thailand and Vietnam and China, oh my God. Those are productivity juggernauts, man. United States, you can't exactly call us productive. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's not getting better. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Good luck.